Tim Fleming in the morning on AM 1300 KGLO.
Hometown News Station, AM 1300, KGLO. Chad, are you with me?
I'm here.
Chad Hansen with me from Corporate Farmer on the live line. And, boy, another week has gone by. Here we are approaching the middle part of March. Can you believe it?
Yeah. I know. It seems like it creeps up on us so quickly. And, you know, it has been an interesting week as far as weather with obviously some tornadoes, and we're sorry about the, you know, situations out there that in Winterset and stuff, people lost their lives, but that not something that you typically expect to see this time of the year. And, you know, and then we got a little bit of snow, I know, south of here, and fortunately Mason City didn't really catch very much of it, but you know, it seems like it swings back and forth every couple of days, and I'm ready for the sunshine and the warm and the perfect weather of summer, so that's what I'm looking forward to.
Yeah, I think I'm there with you too, Chad, and I know on Monday, for example, I drove to Des Moines, and, you know, again, we had nothing up way up north, but then by the time you got to Des Moines, they had 5 inches of snow, and and the roads were covered, and it was a different place. So, you know, down in central Iowa, you know, they have tornadoes and thunderstorms, and a couple of days later they get 5 inches of snow.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I said to somebody yesterday, it almost didn't seem fair.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's just not fair when stuff like that happens.
Mm-hmm. It isn't, and that's, you know, what our farmers kind of are used to. They are used to unfair when it seems like it rains, it pours, and, you know, when it has those kind of bad weather patterns, it seems like it brings in more following it. So, you know, we're kind of used to some of those things, but it still doesn't make it any more enjoyable for sure.
No, I know, and boy, they are definitely down that way, trying to regroup a little bit, clean up a little bit, and so forth. So, yeah. So, how about you? What's keeping you busy in the office this week? More paperwork, I suppose, with the countdown to taxes and so on.
Right. Obviously, still kind of plugging away. I know one thing that we talked a little bit last week was maybe the remote possibility of a little relief with the March 1 filing deadline, and the IRS did come out and, you know, offer one kind of token little help for the farmers that were struggling with some software issues that were kind of holding up filing. It kind of mainly involved those that had ownership in a S corporation, where, you know, one of the forms that is required in that case wasn't available through most of the software providers, and so, you know, the IRS listened, I think, to enough of the belly aching and decided that they would provide some relief in that rare occasion and allow those returns to be filed, you know, later than April 18th, which is, you know, the tax deadline for everybody else. So we talked, I just figured I'd revisit that and let people know that they did listen a little bit, but for everybody else, obviously you better have gotten it done by that time, or, you know, you're gonna still see some penalties for not making your payments by March 1.
Yeah, I'm guessing the topic of fuel obviously is catching everybody right now. There's no
mm-hmm.
question about that. But when you think about agriculture and how that is affecting the whole process for the farmer who's got to put a crop in the field, he's, you know, he's got tractors to run and trucks to take product to the elevators.
Mm-hmm.
There's an awful lot involved with fuel and other costs involved.
Yeah, I'd say it's one of those deals where you've always got to be thinking ahead and prepared. I know last fall, there were concerns as far as like scarcity of product and also, you know, increasing prices, especially, you know, we saw it in the fertilizer area with anhydrous, is that, you know, went from, you know, $400 to $500 a year ago to double that by the start of this fall, $800 to $900, and by the end we were here in, you know, $13, maybe $14, maybe as high as $1,500 a ton. So, you know, that was something that you know, was really on the top of everybody's mind and part of the discussion. You know, then as this whole kind of situation saw itself play out in Russia, you know, that really created some more concerns, like you said, as far as fuel. And, you know, there's a lot of fertilizer chemicals that come out of that region. We don't know kind of, I guess, what the situation is with them and China, if they're kind of, you know, working together a little bit through this process and how that might impact us back here. But I can tell you that it's really been something that as I've been meeting with clients or talking to them on the phone, that has been on the top of their mind. A lot of people, you know, locking in diesel and buying that for spring, obviously, and then even beyond that, you know, is it a good move now, even though it's continued to climb, to kind of lock that in, or could we see things kind of I guess come back down between now and later in the year, and will that look like a foolish move to have bought that possibly kind of close to the high? So it's one of those deals where you know, same with the grain markets, I think it just plays you know, so many ups and downs and emotions into the daily lives of the farmers that you know, then you throw in kind of some of these input concerns as well, and, you know, it makes it hard to kind of know if you're making the right decision or what the best move is, and, you know, you just try and do what you think is best at the time.
Yeah, and whoever said farming was easy, right?
Well, I mean, you know, we all sit here, and I know that, you know, there's plenty of us that are probably guilty of saying, you know, farming is good, and it's been, you know, a great year last year, and it's shaping up to be a wonderful year this year, and then look how quickly that can change, just like our discussion with the weather, you know. It just opens up all these opportunities for increased costs and concerns again about, you know, product availability and, you know, just all those logistical type issues that, you know, farmers have to deal with. And so, you know, I'd say, you know, for the most part, they're probably anxious and ready to get started just because they can quit thinking about some of these things that consume their time, you know, this part of the year. But, you know, they're probably a little concerned about what that might look like, and especially as we move into fall, what some of the concerns with the overall economy might do and how it might impact agriculture. So, yeah, a lot of those things that seem like that is on the top of all of our farmers' minds right now.
Yeah, it's got to be tough for you then, too. I mean, when they knock on your door and say, all right, hey, Chad, what should I be thinking about? What should I be doing? But it's always good to talk that out, and that's a good part about Corporate Farmer. You guys are there to do those kinds of things and work with them.
Yeah, I mean, it's easy for me, just, you know, don't have kind of a direct dog in the fight to, you know, kind of take a deep breath and think through it a little bit more logically. You know, so much of the emotion is just because of the fact that there's so much to gain or lose. You know, when you're the one that has to write that check for the fuel or anhydrous or, you know, or selling grain, when we're seeing these big upswings and downswings, it's no different than, you know, probably some of the listeners that are sitting there watching their 401k and, you know, they were flying high probably, you know, several months ago, and thinking this, you know, is never going to end. And then, you know, we have a scare like, you know, the battle that's going on over there in Russia and Ukraine. And we see, you know, how quickly that can impact our own pocketbooks with, you know, the daily, it seems like, a downturn in the stock market. So, you know, for most of us, we can kind of shrug that off and go on. We've got other things to deal with. But, you know, for our farmers, that's a daily part of their lives as they try and manage both sides of the risk, right? I mean, they've got the risk of ever-changing crop prices for what they're looking to sell. And then on the other side, these input costs that they're trying to stay ahead of and manage. And so it takes somebody that, you know, has been doing it for a long period of time, like our staff has, that, you know, can kind of look at it a little bit more logically, put a kind of plan together, and hopefully kind of point them in the right direction to kind of make it through these kind of, you know, weird times.
Yeah, it's not like you've got a crystal ball, but it is, like you say, if you don't have a, you know, a dog and a hunt or whatever, mm-hmm. you probably can take a look at it from a little different angle to help people through.
Yeah, I think that, you know, experience usually kind of gives us some lessons and some things that, you know, we can expect to happen. And, you know, I'm always the type that, you know, when things look too good to be true, they probably are. And when they look so bad that you don't think they can ever get better, then, you know, that's probably about the time that things are going to swing back the other direction. So, you know, it's really keeping mindful of those things, because it's so easy at any given time to, you know, see ourselves get caught up in, you know, all the hoopla that gets, you know, put out in the press, and just reading those headlines day after day, and kind of those things can really tend to drag you down. But I think that, you know, the real kind of winners look for opportunities in those situations. I know, you know, a lot of people have been looking at Warren Buffett and saying, you know, he's kind of the guru when it comes to investing, and it looked like he'd really missed out on a lot of opportunities in the last several years. He's been holding a lot of cash, and, you know, the whole pandemic thing and stuff like that, didn't really see the major downturn in the economy that I think that he had been looking for. But, you know, it's like right now, this is probably what he's been holding his cards for, and, you know, that you're going to see a lot of that cash come out to buy up, you know, companies at kind of the low end. And you know, it's just having that patience, having that, card player mentality that you got to know when to hold them and know when to fold them, you know, kind of know when to walk away. And I guess for some people, know when to run, right? So, yeah, you know, just to steal a couple of lines there from old Kenny Rogers, that's, I think, of the name of the game, and, you know, something that I try and keep in the back of the minds of my clients as they kind of feel that panic setting in.
Yeah, that's a good thought, really, because you can only control what you can control. Mm-hmm. And obviously, I was talking to a farmer the other day. He said, you know, he said, I'm looking at wheat. He said, I don't know if I can grow wheat around here or not, but I'm going to ask.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you got to look for those opportunities and think through some of those things. And, yeah, I mean, there's always options, right? Some might be better than others. And sometimes, you know, you got to get talked out of some of those bad ones. But, yeah, I think overall there's opportunities, and we just got to be out there looking for those.
Got to find your way, for sure, for sure. Any other thoughts you have for your clients or prospective clients moving forward right now as they head toward the middle of March?
Yeah, I think one of the big things that probably people have seen is that you know, our governor signed some tax reform into law there, some things that you know, look beneficial, and I think they are with the cuts and the tax rates. We're going to see that kind of phased in over a few years as we go from, you know, top rates of close to 10% down to, you know, 3.5%, 4.5%, depending on, you know, the type of entity structure and some of those things. And so, you know, that I think that those are going to be nice things that, you know, that are going to help out all of our businesses. And then beyond that, maybe we can discuss in, you know, future weeks kind of a little bit about some of the other provisions that are part of that that have excluded, you know, some of the retirement income and things like that to kind of encourage our older citizens to stick around here and not go to kind of warmer, you know, as well as climates that provide maybe a little bit better tax incentives. So, you know, some changes there that, you know, won't be in effect this year, but will be down the road that I think are going to be beneficial to Iowans across the board.
Oh, nice, nice. Well, Chad, if somebody's interested right now in the services of Corporate Farmer, how do they line you guys up to go to work for them?
Yeah, just give us a call, 800-472-6931, or you can always check us out online at corporatefarmer.com.